It's a real honor. I mean, sitting there, you don't really know what's going to happen. And the name call, and I was just, you know, very excited to be a part of the organization. Yeah, he's from Winnipeg, and I'm sure he'll fill me in on a lot of stuff, but yeah, very excited.
What did you take out of your meetings with the Jets?
Yeah, meetings went really well. You know, all the ones kind of go the same, but went very well, and thrilled to be part of the organization.
How do you describe yourself as a player?
Obviously a smaller guy, use my size to my advantage. Kind of, you know, a two-way centerman, plays defense just as much as he plays offense, but he likes to be creative and, you know, use my skill and my smarts to my advantage. So, definitely use my size as my motivation out there.
Played on the line with Brendan Leipzig, as Ken mentioned, Ty Ratty, two guys that were drafted in the NHL, put up 120 points in the WHL. What did you learn from playing with those guys this year in the WHL?
I think the biggest thing I learned is, it doesn't matter, you know, how good you are. You got to work hard. Work hard to make things happen out there. It doesn't matter how tall you are or how big you are. You just got to make things happen and work hard.
What did your Memorial Cup experience do for your
career? It was great. A great experience, obviously. One game too short, but full credit goes to Halifax. They played really well. But experience-wise, it was great. Great atmosphere. It was once a lifetime opportunity, so I took it in pretty well.
Did you have an inkling that the Jets were interested? How many times did they talk to you?
I think we had one meeting at the combine, so I think you don't really seem it was too interested. But I guess it doesn't really matter now.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. I've overcome it at every level, and I'm looking forward to the challenge next in my life.
What was it like going through everything with the organization went through this year, with Mike getting suspended and all that other stuff?
Yeah.
Were you guys able to block all
that? Yeah, definitely. It was a bit of a shocker, but if anything, I thought it brought our team closer together, and the season that we had proves that. And I mean, it was the same team, same system. So I mean, Travis Dean did a great job with us, and looking forward to having Mike back next year. Yeah, it was a bit of a shocker, I guess, but you know, things happen, anything can happen here, and I'm sure he's very excited.
You're ranked by some people in the first round.
Yep.
What was it like to have to wait a little bit?
I mean, like I said, anything happens. I was kind of ready for anything, so I mean, for where I went, I'm very happy and really excited to get this going.
It was
cool. I never felt anything better than that. I mean, be a part of an NHL organization is just really great.
You watch them on TV much this year?
Yeah, definitely. Just the atmosphere there looks really intense. So I'm looking forward to that as well.
What's the biggest thing you're going to work on to take the next step?
It's getting bigger, getting stronger. You know, putting on the pounds a little bit, and you know, definitely working on, you know, face-offs, my shot, and little details like that, and also a little bit more skill work. So, big summer ahead of me, and just looking forward to it.
Congratulations!
Right.
Good job.
Right. Congratulations.
Thank you so much. Ken Weepin, good job.
Welcome to Winnipeg.